Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Soybean and wheat futures finished today on a weak note, closing slightly lower here. Soybeans were down 2 to 3 cents, and then Kansas City and Chicago wheat both were down 1 to 3 cents. Most of the pressure there in those two contracts specifically is the harvest pressure for the soybeans, as yields are coming in a touch better than we originally thought they would be, or have been led to thought they were going to be over the last few months from some of the reporting. And then wheat futures are just a touch lower here after this huge run-up. We've gotten to be just a little bit overbought, and so there's some pressure there. And then we have a storm system coming in tomorrow night through Friday, which should bring a little bit of rainfall to the southwestern plains of Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Colorado. That should allow for the a good progress here in terms of wheat planting and wheat coming up. So the picture there is pretty good. Corn futures just a touch higher today. Today's ethanol report showed that there's still good profit margins, and that's helping there. But overall, it just seems like harvest and weather and everything's moving along quite nicely. Some technical guys are saying that the corn down here is finding some support about just below that 450 level. I still think that there's going to be a pretty big crop, and pressure is going to remain just due to the simple fact that we're going to have record crops.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Today's ethanol production report for the week ending October 4th, we show total production down on the week. It was at 6.076 million barrels total. Ethanol stocks were also at their lowest level in a year at 15.39 million barrels. And ethanol profit margins were just under $1.20 a bushel in Iowa, which is still strong. They've been as high as $1.90 or so a few weeks ago, but overall that's still strong. And as corn prices get cheaper, as we're below 450 in the front month, that demand for ethanol is going to go up and profit margins are going to stay good. So we're using a lot of corn for that right now, and that's a really positive thing if you're a corn farmer, and of course a bad thing if you're a cattle feeder. But overall corn demand looks like it's going to remain based on what we're using on ethanol. Very little from the USDA over the last few days due to the government shutdown, but it looks like there's been some private estimates here out of Brazil. They're estimating corn, soybean crop to be just a little bit bigger than the USDA, somewhere around 89 million metric tons, where the USDA is suggesting 88. They're saying corn is about 79 million metric ton, where the USDA is saying they'll be at 72, and wheat at 4.77 million metric tons, where the USDA is at 4.75. Overall, it looks like they're going to have bigger crops than the USDA suggests.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon. October live cattle were down 27 cents at 128 even. The October feeders down 25 cents at 164.55. And October lean hogs were down $1.40 at 89.82. December Kansas City wheat was down 1.5 cents at 7.59. The July contract up 0.5 cents at 7.42.5. Chicago December corn up 1.75 at 4.43.5. And March corn was up 1.75 as well at 4.56.25. November soybeans were down 1 cent at 12.87.75. And January soybeans were down 3.75 at 12.84 even. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.